It's what you all been waiting for. Turn on to a team.
The segment with the beautiful Tina Pina from Crusher Magazine.
All right, Tina, Peek here for our next segment, Turn On With Tina. And how's it going, Tina?
I'm doing good, Jason. How are you?
Not bad at all. What do we have good for this weekend, this week?
Well, this week I had a chance to chat with Glenn Drover, who, as you know, was Megadeth's incredible and lethal lead guitarist from 2004 to 2008. And I've got to say something here because it's kind of funny. When Glenn left Megadeth last year, he had made some public comments about being unhappy in the end with the, quote, situation, and wanted to leave the band to spend more time with his family. Excuse me. And as a journalist, I had always wondered why no one in the media ever jumped on that, because let's face it, all musicians have family, be it wives or girlfriends, parents or whoever. I can't think of any artist that would just up and walk away from music like that. It just never made sense to me. You know, music is so ingrained in them, so much in their blood, and such an integral part of their lives, of their passion, of who they are. So I thought I'd ask Glenn about that, and his answer was quite interesting. And, of course, we talked about some of the things he's involved in now as well. He's a really nice, no-nonsense kind of guy, and even though he was really sick, you can hear him coughing every now and again through our interview, and he was really busy working in his studio on a new album, he still took the time out for me, and he's just a real sweetheart. So, yeah, you'll hear the rest of it in our interview. The thing is, Jason, and I have to apologize to our listeners, when we did this interview and it was being recorded, we were having a snowstorm where I live, and so the audio quality is not what I had hoped it would be. So everybody's going to have to forgive me on that, but the snow called, and I couldn't do much about that. So
no.
My apologies, but here's our interview.
Hey, Glenn, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for joining me today.
No problem.
I just wanted to go back a little bit and talk to you about your time in Megadeth. You were the lead guitarist from 2004 to 2008, and there were reports that you left the band due to, you know, family responsibilities and such. So I kind of wondered if maybe you'd like to elaborate on what really happened and why you left the band.
Well, you know, I made a statement. It's kind of interesting because I made a statement, and I did, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, wanting to step back and spending a bit more time with my family. Can't remember exactly what I said word for word, but, you know, I do have, you know, some young kids, so that was definitely part of it. But the interesting thing is that I said that I wasn't happy in the situation that I was in. And kind of odd, I think a lot of people, if not most people, if not all people, kind of missed that part. And everybody's kind of like, oh, he just, you know, he's not going to play music anymore. He's going to stay home and look at the walls and whatever else. But they missed that part about, I wasn't happy in the situation. So what does that tell you? That says that I wasn't happy in the band.
Right.
Pretty clear. I thought it was clear. I thought it was clear enough for people to look at it and go, oh, okay, blah, 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 blah. You know, they can, whatever, past history, whatever you want to call it. I was happy in the band in the first few years.
Right.
Once things became negative, a lot of drama, a lot of, you know, whatever, I became more unhappy. And I think all of that stuff, just people not getting along as much anymore, you know, all that kind of thing really just magnified the fact that I don't want to be here. I, you know, and made me think more about my family, to be honest. Just not being in the right situation. I mean, that, you know, that's really the truth of the whole thing. Without getting into too many personal details, which I don't care to do that, you know, I wasn't happy there at the end. I mean, there's video footage that clearly shows that. It was a lot of stuff that was going on, and it had nothing to do with the shows. The shows were great, and the fans were great. It was all behind the scenes, you know, band stuff. Of course, me and my brother as tight as ever, nothing changes with that. I'll stop there. I won't go any further. But in that kind of atmosphere, which was once more positive, became increasingly more difficult to deal with.
Sure.
A lot of changes in that band, you know?
Yeah, over the years, there's been tons of changes.
Absolutely, you know, so...
And your brother's still with the band, is he not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's happy that you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, as long as he's happy in the band, I'm happy.
Right.
It was a very difficult thing for me to do, you know. And it took me a long time, a lot of sleepless nights to get to that point of making that decision. Because, you know, you don't wind up in a band like this every day with your brother. It just, you know, it's a very unique kind of situation we were in. So, and that's another thing too, which I find interesting, people kind of overlooked that. And, you know, people, I would have expected people to go, man, he must have been really kind of like just not happy being in the situation. For him to actually get to the point of leaving while his brother's still in the band.
Exactly.
A lot of people just, I don't know, man, it's weird. I think everybody kind of overlooked it. Or everybody else ruins everybody else's thing, but oh, he left because of his family and he wants to stay home. I've been in music forever, man. I just fucking stop.
Yeah.
You know?
You're
well, and, you know, again, without going into a lot of detail, that's really what it is, you know?
Right.
And I don't think it's an old story, or a new story, rather. You know, I think it's somewhat of an old story.
Well, I think it's an old story, but it's probably a new story for what people have missed, because I'm reading here a direct quote that you had said, which is, I'm aware of the rumors that I left Megadeth to focus on family life. My family has always been my priority. In the end, I was unhappy with situation, which magnified me wanting to spend more time with my family and realizing that it's time for me to move on to the next chapter of my musical career, etc., etc.
There you go. So what happened?
Exactly.
Why did you miss that part?
Exactly.
No, very simple. I wasn't happy.
Yeah, I don't know
how my family that be in a situation where I'm not happy. Music is way too important for me to abuse in any way.
Right.
And that's just the way it is. I've always said that, you know. If I'm not happy in the situation I am, no matter what the size of that or whatever, I'm out.
Right on.
And that's it. It's kind of old news now. I've been out of the band for a year, you know.
Yeah.
But it's nice to clarify some of this stuff up and, you know, and to let people know that I just didn't crawl away and I decided not to play music anymore. I've been doing this for a long time. You know, it's in my blood. It's what, you know, I ever since I was very, very small, you know? So, music is a big thing in our family, and it's always been a huge part of my life, a very important part of my life, since I was very young.
Right.
And there you have it.
And there you have it. Okay. Yeah, I appreciate you being honest. So, speaking of music and things that you do love doing, you are very busy. You're in the studio working on a fusion CD with Chris Sutherland from Kim Mitchell on drums, and Paul Yee on bass, and Jim Gilmore from Saga on keyboards.
Yeah.
How's that going for you? And tell us a bit about the new album and what you guys are doing and maybe when it's going to be released.
Well, we just started the whole thing not too long ago. The first song we started to work on is a song called The Egyptian Dancer, which is the song from one of the older Al Mignola CDs that I've always wanted to cover. I'm a big Al Mignola fan.
Right.
And everybody else agreed that, yeah, this would be a really cool song to play. It's more challenging. I think we're all on the same page, that we're all just, it's all about the music. We're not, it's a more self-indulgent thing, you know, with the instrumental music. It's just that's the way it is, you know. Something I've wanted to do for a while, working with musicians of this caliber, too. These guys are all stellar musicians. So for me, that's extremely exciting. It's just a form of music that I listen to a lot. I'm a big jazz fusion guy. I love listening to instrumental music, you know, anything from old Al Mignola to Tony McAlpine to, you know, a lot of stuff.
Right.
Different stuff. And, so, we're just having a whole lot of fun. We're recording the album through different studios. My studio, of course. Chris is in Winnipeg. And Jim has a studio as well. He's actually in Toronto with me. So, you know, we're just having a lot of fun. We just started, but almost finished the one song, which has been a lot of work. but it sounded great. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop it up on the MySpace page pretty soon for people, just so people can hear not only just hear one track from the CD, but, you know, they can hear how these musicians kind of fused together and just how things are sounding.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So I think that I'm going to be doing that fairly soon. Thinking about the possibility of doing that.
Good.
And, yeah, just having a lot of fun.
Good. So it'll be a while before we see this on the shelf anywhere.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something I'm going to be working on over the next little while, but it's just something that I do it at my leisure. I do it when I'm inspired, you know, and, you know, I want the album to be a certain caliber, and that's that.
Very cool. Can't wait to hear it. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is you produced an album for a little band out of Saskatchewan. More of a, like, I guess a short demo type album with a full length.
Right, it's four songs, yeah.
Right.
I'm starting to run into, you know, doing more recordings for indie bands. This is one band that they're called Untimely Demise. It's a band from Saskatoon, and they contacted me through my MySpace and, you know, asked if I would be interested in helping them out. They really wanted to record with me. And, you know, I don't really bring a whole lot of people into my studio. Although I do have a full-blown studio in my house, it's still my private space, so I'm very kind of, you know, I'm obviously careful of who I bring in, but requests are always welcome, you know, for people who are really serious. Unfortunately, I've had some people contact me who it's really not about recording, it's more about, you know, what color underwear Dave might wear.
Oh, God.
In other words, people contact me for the wrong reason, more about my past, where I came from, rather than, you know, actually being lessons or doing recording.
But this is something that you are sort of thinking of doing is possibly taking on one or two bands to help them.
Yeah, I think exactly. Just juggling a couple of bands at a time. I've been doing that. I've been getting to a lot of online lessons too, which is working out great. I've been a teacher for years, and years before Megadeth, or even King Diamond for that matter. So I have a lot of experience doing that, and I thought, you know, well, actually with Sean and Chris Broderick, you know, and from Megadeth, say, man, this is a really cool thing, you should get into this, you know, because I have all the tools to do it properly from home, and I think a lot more people are starting to get into it. I think there's still a lot of people who are a little leery of the whole situation, but once you find out, it's actually great. There's really no restrictions. As long as you have a good webcam and a decent computer, it's all great. I'm having fun. My students are fun. I still have some spots available to try and get people to try to get those spots filled up. It's kind of limited because I don't do it every day. There's only specific days that I do that. There you have it.
And where can people contact you if they're interested in, and people, we're talking serious interest here.
Please only serious. I mean, I, again, I'm getting a lot of really kind of oddball things happening and just people just, you know, I wouldn't want to waste anybody's time. So, you know, I kind of expect the same kind of respect back.
Right.
Somebody would want to contact you, you know, for a band that they like or whatever. But, you know, please, just serious people for recording and lessons.
And where can they reach you?
At my MySpace page, the official one.
Okay. Can you get that?
I don't know the path, but it's just easy to Google or Yahoo, or even if you go on MySpace and just search MySpace pages and just put up and bring up my name, it'll show if there's a couple of fan spaces or something, but there's the official one is right there at the top. It's not your path. I don't know what it is. MySpace/, I don't know, eggs, I don't know, whatever. You'll see it.
Taking the time, is there anything else you want to say or get out before we end?
No, I guess all I can say is just, you know, thank you for all the support. As usual, kind of cliche, but it's true. Thanks to all the fans for all the support along the way.
Thanks so much for your time today, Glenn. I really appreciate it. I know you're busy in the studio, and thanks for taking the time out with me today.
No problem. Thank you, too.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Tina, anything else you want to add?
Well, actually, I do, Jason. Typical of most men, I think. Glenn doesn't seem to sweat the small stuff and wasn't 100% sure of the link to his MySpace site during our interview. So I promised promised him to let our listeners know where they can reach him, and they can reach him at www.myspace.com/GlennDroverOfficial. And you could certainly request a friend ad and drop Glenn a line to say hi. I'm sure he'd appreciate that. He loves his fans. But as you heard him say in our interview, please, no requests for guitar lessons if you're not being sincere or you're not serious. No one wants to waste their time. It's just not cool, you know?
Okay, and what is the pick of the week, Tina?
Well, rather than me choosing the song this week, I decided to ask Glenn what his pick would be. So here is Glenn Drover's pick of the week off the United Abominations album, Sleepwalker.